This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Thapar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed gratitude to the people for reiterating their faith in the constitution and the democratic systems of the country. Addressing the nation in his first Mann Ki Baat program after the general elections on Akashvani this morning, the Prime Minister highlighted that the 2024 Lok Sabha elections were the biggest in the world in which 65 crore people cast their votes. Mr. Modi spoke about the special campaign launched on World Environment Day this year, Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam. He appealed to people to plant a tree along with their mothers or in their mother's name. Touching upon the subject of yoga, the Prime Minister said that the whole world celebrated the 10th International Day of Yoga with enthusiasm. He stated that new records are being made every year as the observance of Yoga Day is progressing. The Prime Minister stated that the Paris Olympics will begin by this time next month. He said that certain things will be witnessed in the Paris Olympics for the first time. He said that the entire nation is rooting for the players to bring home medals. Mr. Modi informed that the Kuwait government has started a special program on its national radio in Hindi. The Prime Minister also congratulated the Akashvani family as the Sanskrit Bulletin of Akashvani is completing 50 years of its broadcast today. The Prime Minister noted that the 30th of June is an important day as Hool Divas is celebrated today. He said this day is associated with the courage of Veer Sidhu and Kanhu of Jharkhand, who opposed the atrocities of the British rulers. The Prime Minister expressed delight over being able to connect with the people once again through Mann Ki Baat. He said Mann Ki Baat will continue to discuss India's rich culture, history and efforts towards making a developed India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi released three books on the life and journey of former Vice President M. Venkaiah Naidu on the eve of his 75th birthday via video conferencing today. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister noted that Mr. Naidu will be completing 75 years tomorrow. He said these 75 years have been extraordinary and encompass magnificent stopovers. The Prime Minister expressed delight in releasing Mr. Naidu's biography and two other books based on his life. He expressed confidence that these books will become a source of inspiration for the people while also illuminating the correct path to serving the nation. General Upendra Dwivedi took charge as the next chief of the army staff today in New Delhi. General Manoj Pandey superannuated today after more than four decades of distinguished service and relinquished the appointment of the chief of the army staff. The three new criminal laws, Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita 2023 and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force tomorrow. The Government of India has held regular meetings with states and union territories and they are fully geared up in terms of technology, capacity building and awareness generation to implement the new criminal laws. As the new criminal laws laid emphasis on technology and investigation, trial and court proceedings, the National Crime Records Bureau, NCRB, has made 23 functional modifications in the existing crime and criminal tracking networks and systems, CCTNS application. It's also providing technical assistance to the states and UTs for seamless transition to the new system. A conference titled India's Progressive Path in the Administration of Criminal Justice System under three new criminal laws was inaugurated in Mumbai today. Speaking at the inaugural session, Union Minister of State Independent Charge for Law and Justice, Arjun Ram Meghwal, said that the emphasis of the new criminal laws coming into effect tomorrow lays stress on providing justice in contrast to colonial legislations where the focus was on punishment. In Nigeria, at least 18 people were killed and more than 40 others injured in a series of suicide bomb attacks in the northeastern state of Borno yesterday. In France, voting has begun in the first stage of the two-round legislative elections called by President Emmanuel Macron today. And in table tennis, ace Indian paddlers Divya Parag Chitale and Yashasvini Gorpade have entered the women's doubles final of the World Table Tennis Contender in Tunisia. They will take on the Japanese pair of Sakuro Yokoi and Sakuki Odo in the finals this evening. And that's the end of this news bulletin.